Chapter 2. Growth Models. A growth model is a comprehensive approach to transformation. Each growth model is built on a philosophy that is anchored in a specific worldview. In Christian circles, nearly all of them will call their worldview biblical, which can be confusing because they are often very different from each other. It is not uncommon for Bible-believing Christians to embrace widely different growth models. In their book, How People Grow, Henry Cloud and John Townsend identify four growth models that have been commonly embraced in the evangelical church. These are the sin model, the truth model, the experiential model, and the supernatural model. Let's take a look at these so we can see how they compare to the model I will teach in the rest of the book. From a biblical perspective, all of our problems started when sin entered the world. Thus, sin is the original problem from which all other problems arise. Therefore, it seems pretty obvious that dealing with sin is the primary task of biblical counseling. There's a lot of truth in this. Most of our problems are either caused by our own sin or by the effects of the sins of others. At a basic level, repentance is how we deal with our own sin, and forgiveness is how we deal with the sins of others, especially those sins that wound us deeply. Cloud and Townsend sum up the sin model in the following three statements. God is good. You're bad. Stop it. This model has often been the source of a lot of humor. If you have ever seen Bob Newhart play the role of psychologist Robert Hartley in the 1970s, you may have also watched a scene Newhart did decades later for a comedy sketch series. In it, he reprises his role and meets with a client who has a fear of being trapped in a box or buried alive. She says, "I just start thinking about being buried alive, and I begin to panic." He quickly offers her a diagnosis and says, "You're claustrophobic." Then he tells her he is going to say two words that will change her life. He tells her to listen very carefully, then says, "Stop it." That's it. It's the only advice he has. While oversimplifications like this are easy to mock, there is a lot of truth in the sin model. Whether it is dealing with our own sin or with sins committed against us, a lot of what we have to process in counseling is related to sin. For example, if we are creating problems for ourselves because we cannot control our sinful behavior, there is nothing wrong with engaging in some behavior modification strategies.